You're going to see all the emotions.
Things got a little crazy at times.
And yes, there are some tears.
It wasn't rainbows, it wasn't butterflies. It is gut-wrenching. It is hard, and it only gets harder. This whole entire thing wasn't always pretty. Here's the thing. I wasn't the perfect bachelor.
Hello, Internet.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to a very juicy week of the show.
Yeah, what a time to be alive.
It is full of juice.
Oh. Is it organic?
Oh. Yeah, well, yeah, it's organic.
Okay.
Not full of grapes.
No, it's different.
Maybe next week.
Maybe next week.
I guess we'll find out.
TBD. Before we get started, Adam, do you have any news this week?
What an interesting question. I do have news this week.
What is the tea?
The tea is that, I hope I said that with an appropriate level of disdain.
You did!
Okay.
I felt it, but you used it correctly, and that's what matters.
The news is that yesterday, a piece came out saying that Chris Harrison was hitting the red carpets for something, Screen Actors Guild Awards, I think.
Yeah.
With his brand new girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Cool.
She is a reporter who reports about this show, I think, for E.
Yeah, Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Entertainment Tonight, I think? Yeah. Whoa. Or one of the entertainments.
She reports on the show for something. Her name is Lauren Zima.
Okay, cool.
Here's an interesting fact about Lauren Zima.
What is it?
She graduated from the University of Missouri, which is my alma mater.
Okay, a lot of people go to your journalism school. Yeah. I feel that.
Yeah, she graduated from the journalism school, which is where I graduated
from. That's where you went.
In 2009. Which is when I graduated from the University of Missouri. This is one of my classmates.
Oh, wait. So you, like, know her? Is that what you're saying?
I've debated how much I should claim to know her.
I think you should start from the top.
Have I met this girl at least a couple of times? Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Were we Facebook friends when she still had Facebook? Absolutely. Have I talked to her since then, or do I have any, like, notable exchanges with her? No.
Did you have any notable exchanges with her while you were in school? Were you on, like, a group project together? Her last name was Z, so you guys were definitely not in the alphabet next to one another. So that's something we can sort of knock off the list.
No, also, we weren't, like, friends or anything. I met her a couple of times. It was not memorable.
You seem like somebody that would not be in that crowd.
Yeah, so like
you watch a lot of math problems on YouTube, and I feel like that's not something that she
super mutations are real.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
No, like I have friends who know her. I don't know. I don't know her. We're not close. Like, she's the kind of girl who went to Mizzou and then graduated and worked her way up some entertainment magazine and is now dating, I guess, a source that she should be reporting on who is 16 or 17 years older than her.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up
specifically
how much older he is than her.
She's
obviously 31.
She's 31 or 32, and I think he's 47 or 48.
He is definitely 47. So, Adam, you do super mutations all day. What's the math on that?
This is not a super mutation. This is subtraction.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure she actually hosts a podcast or a show that is, like, far more popular than ours. So I guess...
Hey, don't sell yourself short.
Not on this podcast, it's
don't
not.
Sell yourself short. Nobody knows who she is here, okay?
I can't... So
this is your show, not
here's
hers.
Just what's weird, though, is that, like, that's a person I've met who lives in, like, a like, flesh-covered body of, like, bones and blood and stuff, just like me. She's a regular person like us, and she's, like, with somebody who is not a regular person, who is a fictional character who lives inside of my television.
Well, you know.
Some kind of reverse Willy Wonka technology is happening that allows her to date a person who lives in the TV.
I mean, Adam, I was pelvis to pelvis with Oscar Isaac, so it's basically the same thing.
I don't think so.
Are you saying you don't think so, like I wasn't pelvis to pelvis?
You were. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
What the A that you're saying doesn't lead to the B that you're proving.
I'm just saying.
There's a...
You know, the difference between being not famous and tangentially famous is so small. It's literally the difference between, you know, not having a lot of Instagram followers and having 100,000 Instagram followers.
I guess,
the Fyre Festival proved that. I mean, the difference between having 40,000 followers and having almost 500,000 followers is the difference between a FEMA tent and a villa.
It's 2019. It's easier than ever to be kind of almost sorta pseudo famous.
Yes.
For like a minute.
Yeah.
Like 15 frames of fame we're down to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it. I met her.
I mean, but like you went to school with her. You didn't meet her. Yeah. Like you went to school with her. I went to school with her. She was in your classes. Like,
yeah, we both graduated from the same journalism school, at the same college, yeah, the same year.
Her parents were at your graduation.
Yeah, undoubtedly cheering and air horning for me because they knew this was going to happen.
Listen, it's all about a community of support. Everybody goes through the same experiences when they're in school. We have to share that with one another.
It's just weird that that's a person that I've seen.
Well, you've also seen Leslie Murphy.
Oh, did I ever? Don't remind me.
Did I ever?
I need a minute to recover.
She's the best.
Let's talk about this actual date.
Okay.
This actual show episode of The Bachelor.
There was a lot happening this episode. We'll discuss as we get further into it.
A lot happening. Was it like dates?
Yes.
And like women hating each other?
Yes.
So basically the same thing that happens every episode.
A lot of revelations were happening.
Oh, I mean, so many.
There is definitely a structure to the show. And
can you believe she said that?
We hit our peak.
Did we? I hit my peak when you talked about Leslie Murphy just a second ago.
I bet you did.
Yeah.
So the girls went to Singapore this week.
Woo, I've been there.
Yeah, tell
us. The show is my life.
Adam, you've got a lot of news this week. Tell us about Singapore. It's, by the way, confirmed. I mean, I knew this, but I can't remember if I actually knew it. 17 hours from LA. What a nightmare. And then, remember, those girls aren't flying business class. They are flying coach. Premium economy at best.
That's fine. International economy is not bad. Also, these girls...
Depends on the airline.
These girls have done absolutely nothing to get rewarded with a free trip to Singapore. So let's keep in mind, like, they're not paying or anything. This is a gift to them.
I wonder if they can use miles, or I wonder if they can, like, you know, potentially upgrade if they had the option. I wonder if they could, like, use their own money to say, hey, I'm going to upgrade my own seat with my own money.
I think they spend all of their own money buying themselves clothes to get on the show.
That is also true.
They're all six, so they don't have real money.
Well, and then the other thing is that, you know, you could really max out at Forever 21. I could buy $500 worth of clothes and be set for 2 months.
Okay. That's what we were talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
So let's go to our first...
So we all go to Singapore.
Yay, Singapore!
Where it is humid.
So gross.
All the time.
Sticky.
It's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. Did you have a great time when you went?
I enjoyed Singapore. I think it's a very great place to be for a little bit of time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was a great place to fall in love.
Oh. See, that would be weird if I said that.
Huge missed opportunity.
Because I was like... Not yet engaged, but dating a girl who lives back in San Francisco.
So it was important to your journey and a great place to fall in love. Right, Colton?
Yeah, my journey just went right through there.
Totally. So our first one-on-one date was with one of our faves, Tayshia. So this has been a date that I feel like has been teased a lot. And a lot of the teasers, they've been using it. I'm going to say tease again.
That's because it was the best date of the season. This is the best date of the entire season. No matter what happens, this is the best one-on-one date.
This is sweet.
It went really well.
Yeah. I mean, you know that the dates go well when nothing happens. Like, they do the beginning part, and they usually have some sort of physical challenge, as I'm calling it this week, is the, what did we say it was? The bonding adrenaline activity. And the bonding adrenaline activity always is something that's like, let's parkour on the side of this roof. Let's, like, speedboat and do something crazy. And this one in particular was, let's jump off a 1,000-foot
thing. It was not 1,000 feet. You could see the top of it.
Let's jump off of a 2,000-foot thing.
Yes.
And they did it.
Let's fly this plane up to get
to the top. Let's fly this plane to get up to the top of this thing.
They went bungee jumping.
With a guy who learned to fly using a Microsoft Flight Simulator, and let's go at the top of this thing and jump.
As simple as it gets is they went bungee jumping.
Yes.
Which is a great date for a handful of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it gives you a really big chance to participate, which is the goal of these dates, is just participation.
It's 1-0. You jump, right? Or you don't.
Right?
Yeah.
And number two... He was afraid too, so it's like a thing. It was a bonding experience. They did it together.
Oh my god, he was so scared. That was super cute. Usually Colton is the kind of guy that seems like a very cool customer, you know, former fat kid, so you know he's got something to prove. And you know what?
I thought you were gonna say something to eat.
Well,
I wish I had something to eat right now.
Adam, are you also a former fat kid?
I don't know.
I don't think you are. You're just, you know.
I'm like fatter now than I've ever been.
Oh, here we go.
But I was a skinny kid.
Okay. Thanks for bragging. I'm sure your brother wouldn't say that.
He was a fat kid.
Oh, your brother was husky. Oh, man. Oh, poor Anthony. He's
probably listening to this.
Sorry, Anthony. Oh. So they jump. You jump, I jump. I've been talking about Titanic and listening to Titanic stuff all week, so I think it's very top of mind.
There was room for two on the door.
Definitely room for two on the door.
So they both bungee jump together, and it's this life-affirming thing where they're like, oh, man, we actually did it. And I think, like, the psychology of that, you know, I hate to bring up my minor in psychology.
Here we go.
But this episode is about stuff that I've experienced.
Truly.
You bond. You bond way more on something that's, you know, adrenaline-y, life-affirming like that than you do walking around the streets of Singapore, like, poking your head in shops.
I personally hate a walk-and-talk date, so I'm very on board with the adrenaline bonding
you,
activity.
Colton,
date.
And 13 women in the next date.
We hate a walk-and-talk date. But the other thing I would like to mention is, you know, the adrenaline bonding activity is something that you and I have done together, which, again, is the bane of my existence. I was the dummy that said, let's go on a trapeze date, and it was the worst day of my life.
Oh, it was the great day for me. Great. I love the adrenaline things. If you were to tell me, like, Adam, you're going on a date with somebody and it's a bungee jump, I'd be like, great, can we throw this woman out of here and just let me bungee jump twice?
I know, you were pretty
I would love it.
You were pretty much shouting both at me and at Colton that somebody should push them off, so...
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
When I went skydiving...
Did you get pushed? Did they push you?
Yeah. So, like, here's what they do is they give you a really complicated set of instructions for when you get up to the actual, like, door. Because the whole time the door is closed and you're like, whatever, this is no big deal. I'm going to do it. And then they open the door and
you're like, oh, girl.
And it's time to get out and you're like, wait a second. This got way realer.
What drama?
Yeah. And it's the second you get up to the edge and you look down and you're like, wait a minute.
I'm getting nauseous just thinking about this.
Inside of you, yeah, like all of your organs just real quick change places with each other and like your bowels just...
Evacuate?
Well, like no, but yes.
They release a little bit. Just a...
And so they tell you, they're like, yeah, you're going to cross your arms and then you're going to kind of lean your head back and you're going to bend your knees.
And then you're going to poop everywhere.
You're going to pivot your torso. What they're really doing is just giving you a list of things to do so that you're not focusing and they can just push you out, which is what happens. And I thought that's how they were going to do it with the bunch. It's a brilliant strategy.
But they both jumped. I mean, they both jumped on their own. I mean, the people were holding them, but they jumped.
I mean, when you're on camera, you'll do a lot of things that, you know, you wouldn't normally do.
That's true, because
like
it's
evacuate
gonna be on...
your bowels.
Okay, again. Well, somebody actually did that on this episode, too.
Right. anyway, so they jump off, and then, like, the payoff, they get to see each other in the swimsuits, which
is
fantastic.
We love that. We love a swimsuit. I mean, and I also want to talk about one of the things that you can tell with Colton is body language. He likes to curl himself around people that he's invested in, and he's definitely...
To make this point, Taylor has taken off her glasses and is pointing them at the microphone. Just so, like, imagine yourself in, like, a POV style staring at her, and she's staring at you in the face, but also pointing at you with her glasses.
You know, I've been using my glasses as a prop more often.
It's almost like it's almost like you have a pipe in your mouth with just, like, the ear of the glasses.
I'm thinking.
Sorry to derail you. Go back to
I'm thinking. You know, I've been using my glasses as a prop a lot lately, and I'm really into it. You know, he curls himself around the girls that he's really invested in. And you could tell in when him and Tayshia, I don't know what I'm saying, were on the beach. He was very much curled around her, which says something.
Yeah, there's only like four women he's actually into and she's one.
She's definitely one of them.
You know, she looks great in the swimsuit. Great in the swimsuit. You know, I think we've been sitting on a clip all season from our friend... Is it Grocery Store Joe?
It sure is.
He said this during the last season of Bachelor in Paradise. And we saved it until now.
It is crass, just to let you know, but that's Joe for you, man.
So here's what Joe has to say about Tayshia.
She got big boobs.
Oh, Joe.
So, yeah, fun side note. I thought I was going to say, I sent this clip to myself in my inbox in Gmail. I made it and sent it to myself there, yes. And I was just going to hold on to it. Of course, I titled the email, "She Got Big Boobs." And then...
how did that go for you?
I'm a notoriously clean inbox keeper. I unsubscribe from everything. I delete things when I don't need them. And so this has been on the front page of my inbox forever.
Since VIP.
Since Bachelor in Paradise. It's just sitting there. So like when I'm checking my email at work and stuff, I just have an email called "She Got Big Boobs"
Thanks, Joe.
I finally can delete now.
We really appreciate it, Joe. Always one for... appropriate content.
So speaking of appropriate content, Tayshia wraps those big boobs up in a one-piece swimsuit.
I love a one-piece.
I love a one-piece too.
And a great color in that electric orange. Yes, perfect on her skin tone and for Singapore.
I think the Singapore, like modesty is the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's everyone there is very proud of how modest.
And
it's a
heavily Muslim country, right?
No, there's like five or six, I think six, six like national religions.
Yes.
And Islam is one of them.
Yes.
But just in general, like the culture is very like modest and very kind of under wraps. And it's like the company slogan, like one moderate clap for modesty.
A golf clap.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't want to be too loud and rambunctious.
No.
You know?
No. So we get to the evening portion of the date and Tayshia's big revelation is that she has been married before and now divorced. So Tayshia is 28.
Took me by surprise. She's 28.
Yeah, I was really surprised that that was her thing. You know, usually this is the time where people talk about dead parents or, challenging family relationships, what have you. Your baggage. But this was a surprise coming from her because much like Colton said, she is very happy-go-lucky. She is bright. She is sprightly. So this was a surprise.
Yeah, but it didn't stick at all because this is one of the girls he's into. So he was like, yeah, I mean, it happens. My parents are divorced. People are divorced now. It happens. Like, as long as you're happier on the other end, it's totally fine. And that was it.
And that is the right answer.
It is. It's the right answer. And then they just went and did the Ferris wheel because it's the one thing to do in Singapore, and the date was over.
Did you go on the Ferris wheel when you went to Singapore?
Yeah. Like, all of that is in one area. Like
I mean, I'm not saying it's not.
The boat that's on the three pillars and, like, the fancy shopping place.
So, that's it.
And, like, the trees with the lights at the side.
Yeah, that was in the wedding. Yeah. We saw it.
That's all in one, like, one little neighborhood of Singapore. Like, one little commercial complex of Singapore.
Cute.
And, like, that's where you go. There's malls all over the place, but like that's where all the stuff is too.
You also love malls.
Love the malls. Singapore's great about malls. The whole country is one mall.
Love it.
Connected by subways.
So Tayshia got the one-on-one date rose. Good for her.
She's gonna go so far. He's very into her.
Yes, she's very strong. Next up was the group date, and
this is a terrible date.
Terrible date.
For everyone.
Terrible date. As we've discussed on the show many times, there are only a handful of date experiences that you can really do. And one of them is the classic walk and talk date. It's a bad one. And it's bad when you do it when you're one-on-one because you can't really do anything.
You have to have conversation.
You have to have conversation. So like, for example,
not a strong suit of Bachelor, Bachelorette contestants.
No. For example, last season when Ari and Lauren B walked around Italy, basically eating everything that was cheese and dairy related in sight, I felt like you could probably hear someone's stomach gurgling from 100 miles away by how quiet that date was. But you know what? They're having a baby and they got married.
I think in Italy they use the metric system, so like 160 kilometers.
Thank you for that.
What you were trying to say.
Thank you for that.
Sorry.
Did I need that? Did we need that math correction?
Is that right?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't. The metric system is math.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
So the group date was a walk and talk with 13 women.
It was every woman on the show except for Tayshia and then later Kaylin.
I'm going to name them all regardless of the fact that you've already told
us who's on
the date.
I just tried to avoid that. I tried
too bad.
Let you and the listeners off the hook.
This is my show.
It is our show.
It is the show. We got both Hannahs. Onyeka, Cassie, Katie, Elise, Kirpa, Heather, Demi, Nicole, Courtney, Sydney, and Tracy. It's too many people.
13 people?
I don't know how many people it is, and I don't care.
So they just walk around Singapore. Like it's a great like location to have these little open air markets and stuff. And you got these like a bunch of shops real close to each other. And you can pop in, pop out, whatever. It's cool. They do this weird and kind of unexplained thing with leeches. Where they're like, what if we all just got sucked by leeches? Okay, cool.
I just, sometimes when they do these walk and talk dates, I think they use the culture of the country as this sort of wild and exotic thing. So they end up doing something that is almost a little bit like, let's eat pig's feet. It's like, no, you can go to Singapore and get like great, authentic Chinese, Malaysian, delicious food. Like, you know, don't have like pig's feet and like fish eyes as like this kind of like, we're in this wild foreign country, let's eat wild foreign things.
Singapore is not a wild foreign country. It's like a hyper clean, hyper brand. The whole thing was built in the last 50 years. The whole country is only 50 years old. And like everything is brand new. The people there are like pretty wealthy. Like everything is super high end. Like you can tell they sat down at this like outdoor restaurant and they were like, yeah, we're going to eat kind of weird animal parts. But they were coming out, like,
on China, gourmet plates and everything. Plates and, like, this is not...
obviously prepared really nicely. And
right. Like, obviously somebody ordered all of the stuff that's like, give me the weirdest thing you have. And it's like, come on. Like, we don't need that smoke, you know? One of the things I do want to mention, and Colton said this at the beginning of the group date. He said, you know, I'm not a person that is very into open, super aggro public displays of affection. I thought that was really interesting. Did you catch that he said that? He said, I'm not super into public displays of affection, like in front of large groups of people. And so the fact that I've got 13 girls that I'm dating on this one date, this date's going to be really interesting and uncomfortable for me. And so his interactions with Demi, which were pretty overt by anybody's standards, I feel like would be the kind of thing that would make him uncomfortable, because he actually said that it made him uncomfortable, you know?
I think everyone was just uncomfortable this whole time.
It's a weird date to be on.
So they do all this whatever. Then they sit down. Is this a dinner or like a cocktail hour or something?
Yeah,
it's the part where they all like exchange turns getting one-on-one time with him.
Right.
So starts with Hannah B, who's like, guess what? Let's talk about the Kaylin drama. Ugh. Get over it.
We have literally been talking about this also the entire episode for the past 3 weeks. Hannah still wants to continue to drum this up and talk about it. It seems like she feels a little bit better about it, but she wants to be clear that, you know, she doesn't want to ruin her chances, which she kind of almost did last week. And it seemed like at least Colton said, hey, I'm treating you and Kaylin as two totally different people. Like, I'm out of the drama. The two of you need to figure it out. Which is like, okay, seriously. Yes, please.
So
the adults are talking.
So right before I am talking right now, I took off my glasses and like vigorously rubbed my eyes with both hands express frustration.
I would do it too, but I've got a full beat on and I do not want to mess it up.
I think it's about time after, 120 episodes or so of this show that we started describing physically what we're doing. Add a little extra element, you know, add some visuals to the show.
I like some color.
So that's what I was doing. But here's just kind of the thing. Mm-hmm. At some point, something happened, which we will never get any details about, between Hannah and Kaylin.
I have a theory.
Let's talk about it later. In the best case scenario,
yes,
one of them did something to the other one, and one person is 100% right and the other one is 100% wrong.
Sure.
What likely happened is that they both kind of misunderstood something, and like everyone's kind of halfway right and kind of halfway wrong. Mm-hmm. That doesn't matter anymore.
No,
we're adults. No. It doesn't matter if somebody a long time ago did something to you. Just get over it. Like, we're all grown-ups. It's not okay to just be like, that is a person that I'm mad at, and that's just who that person is. Mm. Like, we adults don't do this.
Well, it depends on the act, but yeah.
It couldn't have been that bad.
About 80% of the time, that is true. 20%. Yes. Some people don't deserve to be forgiven. You know who you are, Amy Adams.
I knew that was coming.
Get her out of here.
I knew that
you was know coming. What you did, Amy.
If somebody were to go back and listen to this, the entirety of our show, they'd be like, because you have, I think maybe have brought up Amy Adams maybe one time before this season, But somebody would be like, did Amy Adams do something? Between seasons 11 or 12 and 13 of 25 Your Life, did Amy Adams do something to Taylor?
She did. She was in two content experiences this year. She was on Sharp Objects. She was also in Vice. And now she is all over my award season, polluting my television. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't want it.
What a personal attack.
A personal attack. How dare she? My God.
I know. Okay, that's all I have to say about it. Just get over it.
Start
using your percent on yourself.
Exactly.
You know, and just get over it, and that's it.
I'd also like to address that, you know, I think Hannah is, like, really goofy and weird, and, like, it does not play well on television. I'm sure in person, I'm sure it's very cute and endearing, but on TV, it's just strange.
To be honest, from my point of view, it's cute and endearing if she is at a certain threshold of hot, which she is not.
Okay. Yikes. So she was to you...
Brunette.
Sydney.
Oh, or Sydney, yeah. Sydney.
And she was goofy and silly?
Oh, yeah. I'd totally take her side.
Okay, cool. Got it.
I think this is... Like, maybe I'm just terrible, but I kind of feel like this is the way that most of the male mind, like the male half, you know, if the person you're interested in is at a certain threshold of hot, you'll look past basically everything.
A 7 or higher.
No, I mean, no. Like a 1, again, 1-0.
Okay, so for the new people, explain the 1-0 theory.
There is no 1 to 10 scale. It's either a thumbs up or thumbs down. It's binary. There's no shades of things.
See, women are very shady.
But also.
There are shades. There are degrees of things that we will accept and or tolerate based on hotness level. But then also, if you're super hot and then you're like really terrible, it's like, no, we don't like that. Because there's a combination of douche and hot that always go together. And it is very, very hard to overcome that stereotype. You have to pretty much be Mother Teresa if you're that hot.
That would be very difficult.
Yeah.
Right.
It would be difficult.
So Hannah doesn't get over it. Colton gives a very unconvincing, like, absolution of all this. He's like, yeah, all right, whatever. Yeah. I guess.
So do you want to talk about Demi and Courtney? I am really upset by this just because I feel like Courtney and Demi get into this sort of back and forth because Courtney is, as a lot of girls get in this stage of the game, they get very, the phrase that is used a lot in the show is in their head. She gets very wrapped up in, I haven't spoken to him and, you know, I'm not going to go and be aggressive. I'm not that kind of girl, which...
These are all people who think the entire show is just full of actors in their story.
Yes.
These are people who literally cannot understand that other human beings have their own...
Agendas, desires, anything.
Story going on.
And that she has the agency to... write her own story. People aren't going to come to her. The point is that she has to then go out and seek. That is not the role that she's playing.
So Demi and Courtney start what is a very brief but very fiery feud in this date. I'm going to start this description of the feud with a riddle. It's a riddle for the listeners.
Jesus Christ.
My notes say Demi drops the M in D bomb.
What?
M in D. Might be M in P. What could that possibly stand for?
Did you write it and you just can't read it?
No, I wrote it and I can read it. I just don't understand what M in D or M in P.
Are you saying somebody said that? Or
Demi said that. I don't know what it stands for.
What did she say?
I don't know.
Wait, she drops the... Demi drops the what? The
she
M
said,
and P?
She said M in D or M in P. I don't know what the M and the P stand for.
Let's just say both of them are incorrect.
She said something that I felt was important enough to write halfway down.
Honey, you know it wasn't. Her mom's in federal prison. There can't be
anything. That was it! Mom in prison!
Oh, man.
It was mom in prison!
It was?
That was it!
I'm so glad that we figured it out.
Oh, man. That was not scripted. That was actually, we did that.
Okay.
Anyway.
I guess we did. I don't know.
In their one-on-one. Yeah. I guess that was a riddle to the listeners, but you solved it.
Wow.
Nancy Drew over here.
Well.
So Demi's under her one-on-one time with Colton, she's like, listen, my mom's in prison, which is an enormous red flag because, like it or not, you all turn into your parents. Well, everyone does it.
Poor Debbie. But, you know, that was
whatever.
Her.
My dad's listening to the show right now. Like, yep, it's true. Yep, like, that was me 40 years ago.
This guy.
Your mom listens to the show. Like, I could say that, right?
That's me.
Like,
right there.
It's inevitable that you turn into your parents. If somebody's in prison, like, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe don't give her the rose like she won something.
I don't know. Well, you know, maybe the whole, you know, embezzling thing is, you know, not technically Demi's fault or not technically mom's fault. You know, maybe it's like a Billy McFarland situation. Maybe she lost, you know, $200 million worth of keys. Of houses.
Nobody loses $200 million.
That was insane. That documentary was crazy. I can't believe that he would admit on camera that he lost $200 million in homes.
He didn't.
The keys.
He made that up.
You think he made that up? You think that didn't happen?
It's not an admission. He made it up.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think he lost the keys.
Nobody else in the entire show was ever like, oh yeah, we had all the houses.
But who else did they talk to? They didn't talk to Grant. Grant's an EMT somewhere.
All these other people.
You
don't lose that much. You don't like acquire that much housing without somebody knowing about it.
Honey, the only thing that we know for sure is that Andy King almost sucked for Evian water. Oh. That's the only thing we know for sure.
That part's so brutal.
It's the worst.
Anyway. So Courtney and Demi are fighting.
The girls are fighting.
Demi gets to Colton first, explains her thing. And then Courtney, instead of going to Colton and talking to him, just goes and assaults Demi for talking behind her back to Colton. I'm not sure she ever even talks to Colton about this. And it just carries over to later.
I started to tune it out. Because I got to a certain point where, one, Demi is obviously not going to be here for a long time. And it seems ridiculous that Courtney would instigate and, you know...
Courtney's dumb.
It seems insane.
And she's a lot of forehead.
Yes. It seems insane that Courtney would, you know, try this or do this with Demi. Like, does anybody watch the show before they go on to it? You literally have to know... that Demi's only job here is to antagonize you. Yes. That's the only job. And the fact that she went from Tracy to you means that she's just trying to find
somebody.
Serial
antagonist.
She's a serial antagonizer. She's not here for, quote unquote, the right reasons. And the producers didn't cast her for the right reasons. Courtney, you have to wake up and think about your own percent. And you went into that date with Colton and decided that you were going to use that time to talk about Demi and not talk about yourself.
Now is a good time for me to bring up the same dating advice I bring up probably every season.
Let us have it.
It's worth knowing.
Let us have it.
You make other people feel the same way that you feel.
Okay, this is one of my favorite things to tell people because I say this all the time to people and I credit you for it. Jesus.
So
I say this, so let's, you start it from the beginning and then let's add to it.
Sure, it's very easy. Happy people make other people around them happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, if you are A, then you make other people B.
1 + 1 = 2. I got it.
Right. If one person is laughing a lot, it makes the people around them laugh a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, in Courtney's case, when one person is just a miserable death explosion.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, graphic.
Makes everyone around you feel pretty terrible.
Yeah. I don't want that. That
sounds
bad.
So, you know, no one wants to be around you when you're terrible. So don't be that way.
No. And I think there is a sympathy element that Courtney is playing on that, you know.
She thinks exists because in her mind, this is the Courtney
someone
movie.
Someone is doing this to her, not the other way around.
Don't be crazy.
No. So
let's talk about Kaylin's date.
Let's talk about Kaylin's date.
Nothing funny happened on Kaylin's date.
No.
Glad
we got it out.
They did the pretty woman date,
which is another classic bachelor date.
This happens every season.
Happens
also.
Every season.
They go shopping. It's just a montage of like, just like a 90s rom-com. Like, she's coming out of the fitting rooms in like nicer and nicer and nicer dresses.
Yes,
all of a sudden she buys one.
She's taking her glasses off. Oh my God, she's been hot this whole time. What? This is crazy.
Rachel Lee Cook was so hot with the glasses on.
Also, One Piece.
Oh.
I know.
Don't even get me started.
I know.
Anyway, Freddie Prinze Jr. ruined her. She was great the way she was.
Well, technically, Paul Walker, God rest his soul, ruined her because he picked Lainey Boggs out of the crowd.
Why? That doesn't make any sense either. Anyway, so they try on a bunch of clothes. Kaylin, the producers buy Kaylin a bunch of really, really fancy stuff.
And let us address that as well. So Kaylin comes back from her Pretty Woman date. She's got all these bags of clothes, and the girls are like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe that she, Colton, bought her all this stuff. Let's cut the record right here. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about a little word, an industry that I like to call advertising. Say it with me, Adam.
Amy Adams.
Okay.
Wait, what were you saying?
Get that out of your mouth.
Every time you zoom in, every time you just approach the microphone real close, I just assume that's what's about to come out of your mouth.
You don't know.
You don't know.
Let me tell you a little bit about the industry called advertising. These clothing stores are being put on a...
There's a reason they flash the name of the store on camera.
Yes.
And, like, introduce the woman who owned... There's a reason that happened.
There's also a reason that they went to Singapore. Singapore literally pitched The Bachelor to say, hey, come to Singapore. Here. Come to Singapore. Look at all these cool things you could do. You could boost tourism here, blah, blah, blah. Like, let's not get it twisted.
You could sweat off 10 pounds
You could sweat off 10 pounds in a day. Like, let's not get it twisted. This is a television show, people. So, Colton is not buying any of these clothes. The producers are buying these clothes.
The producers aren't even buying them. I think the store gives them away.
Yeah, whatever.
And they make up for the cost of it in new sales.
And the fact that she's wearing the dress in the cocktail hour is all advertising for the people whose store she went to. And then on top of that...
You should do this for a living.
I know. It's amazing. Also, she walked into the room with all of those bags. Guess who told her to do that? The producers of the show. This is dumb. So the girls are all like a flutter about like, oh my God, Colton's buying her all that stuff. And like Cassie is crying about like, she's going out on this date with the guy. Like, duh. You guys, watch the show. I wish somebody would watch the show. Please.
So they go shopping. Then she puts on all the nice stuff she just bought. They go out to dinner, and we have a very serious conversation.
Yes.
Where she reveals that, I think it was when she was in college.
When she was in college, yes.
Which is recent. She's only 23 or 24. She's young. So recently, she was the victim of a like drugging and raping thing.
Yes.
She and some of her friends. And it appears that not all of the perpetrators were caught and punished.
Well, and then on top of that, she was also, basically her body was showcased on Snapchat while she was drugged
as well.
So
she was the victim of a very bad thing.
Egregious sexual assault.
Yes. And there's nothing funny to talk about there. Like, no. That's a very serious thing. She, like, that's something you, like, literally just never get rid of.
Yeah. I think,
however,
I think the good thing about it is that we'll get into the Hannah connection to this, or my theory at least. I think this was a great opportunity for her to tell her story. As we talk about a lot on this show, everybody has their thing that they come into the show with. And I think for her, this is a really important piece to share. And it also connects really closely with Colton's experience too. Not to say that he can identify with it, but you know, as somebody who was in a serious relationship with somebody who had the same thing happen to them, as you know,
this is the connection that it's irresponsible of us to have not really made yet,
right? And so, as many of you may know or not, Colton was in I think it was like an 18-month relationship with Allie Raisman.
That was like his first love.
That was his
like
first
his
love.
Big first serious, like,
yes.
This is the girl it would have happened with.
Yes. And so this was I think when he was first on the show, that was sort of announced or released later, like Colton was with Allie Raisman. Don't you remember that they were together? And we did not put it together. I think at the time when he was first on the show.
I didn't put it together until tonight.
Yeah. I think the news about Allie Raisman and among the other women and young girls that Larry Nassar violated just grossly for so many years. And then Colton being with Allie, it now kind of all makes sense.
She wasn't comfortable because of what she had gone through.
Right. Which
so
is,
she was like, let's not do this.
Right. And
that
he was
makes
like,
sense.
Yes,
he was like, okay, cool.
I feel that. Yes. So this all, his virginity, now sort of, there is a better story and it comes together a little bit more fully. I see and I understand the picture, and that makes sense to me. I think from a Kaylin perspective, I applaud her for telling her story in this way. That is a really hard, terrible thing to go through. And I think the fact that she has been doing pageants and using this as a platform to sort of to talk about her experience and to share it and do all the work that she's been doing on the back end with colleges and schools who, in many instances, I mean, if this happened to her that recently, still don't do enough when it comes to protecting students on campus when things like this happen, because it happens a lot and there's still not enough being done about it. So I think this was a good step in the relationship. She said it herself and Colton said it himself too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it kind of helps you feel better for both of them.
It does. So, yes.
So that's it. Anything else about the Kaylin date?
No, I think this was all really great.
It was like shopping and then a long, sad conversation.
But a sad, necessary conversation, and a conversation that really, it changes your experience about her a little bit. And I think, I mean, he really likes her, regardless of her experience, which I think is the important thing.
He's nice. He's not as oafish as you would think.
No.
All right, so we move on to the rose ceremony.
Yes.
Where a handful of things happen.
Yes.
The first one is that Hannah G takes a victory lap. She basically like, listen, I'm going to go talk to him and just like can prove to everyone that I'm winning this.
I literally went to his hotel room, so whatever,
and
girl.
And she did.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah B and Kaylin talk to each other and they're like, listen, this is dumb. Let's not keep doing this. Kaylin has a rose. Hannah B does not. So there's a little bit of a power angle here.
Totally. Was the one that brought, well, according to how the show is cut, because the producers are like, girl, squash the beef. Don't nobody care
anymore.
They
did it for the script of the show. Totally. I think they're like, this has gone on long enough.
Totally.
Like,
so my theory about the Kaylin-Caitlin piece, here's what I think happened. I think now that we know a little bit more about Kaylin's story, I think what might have happened is that Hannah probably or could think that Kaylin might be using her platform in an inappropriate way based on what happened to her. And it is not up to Hannah to make that judgment about who Kaylin is and what she decides to do with her story. It's her story to tell. And I think Hannah probably felt like, well, if this happened to you and this happened the way that you say it happened to you, you know, you're basically using your experience to win a pageant, or you're using your experience to, you know, make yourself seem more interesting, and yet you don't play or act like a victim. That's what I think probably happened.
It's kind of a very childish way to look at things.
It is definitely a childish way to look at things.
Sometimes when something bad happens to you, like, the best way for you to get over it is to just keep moving forward and, like, not hide it or anything, but just keep doing what you want to do.
Yeah, keep doing what you want to do.
You can't let it impact bigger parts of your life.
Right.
So,
and she's using her platform to try to change what happened to her. And that's, again, not really up to anybody but for her to make.
At this point, I'm not particularly interested in either one of these girls. Cool. I think Colton is definitely way more interested in Kaylin than Hannah.
I think so, too.
Hannah's nuts.
Well,
this girl hasn't had a sane moment on the show. Something is always putting her off balance. Something is always causing her to be in, like, a tizzy.
And she will always be like that. Like, if
yes,
you are in a relationship with
I'm
her,
saying.
Like, long-term, this will
people
always
like this
be
People don't
Hannah.
Stabilize.
Yes.
Like, they just keep finding little that bother them.
Yes.
They don't ever even out. It's never like, oh, she's just like this because Kaylin's here.
Yeah.
Then she'd go and she'd just be like that because somebody else.
She said herself on the first episode she was a train wreck.
She is.
This is that. Anyway.
So that would appear to be over from a storytelling perspective.
Dear God, let's hope.
We get into the final bit of the Demi Courtney round two type thing here. This is different. Demi already has a rose. So
and you know what? Tracy is
play.
Psyched because she says, there is no more smoke on me. And Demi has set her sights on Courtney. Thank God. But that didn't help her in the long run now, did it?
No, it kind of hurt her in the immediate short run.
Sure did.
It's kind of just two women who don't like each other, mm-hmm. except Demi delivers the big line.
Oof.
She says, Courtney is the cancer of the house.
Woo-wee! And then...
strong language, but strong's the only way Demi knows how to say it.
That's right. And
she
then...
she doesn't say anything ever, like... yeah, I think maybe the girls don't like her. She didn't say anything ever that's just, like, moderate.
No. It is one side or the other. And so then Courtney hears this from Colton and then brings it back to the rest of the group and then addresses it directly with Demi. And it's hilarious.
Courtney goes, okay, because... invitation to get into my personal drama, okay, okay?
This was great.
Nobody does.
This was great. She raised her hand. She said, does anybody think I am the cancer of the house? And then Demi raises her hand and she looks around. She's like, what? That's what I said.
She's so proud of herself.
Oh my God, what? I mean, the least you could do is be like other women and just, you know, talk behind somebody's back.
Somebody should kick Demi's ass.
Like, they might do it.
She needs it.
I don't think she's ever fought before. I think she looks like a girl who's always like, yeah, I could fight. I could fight. She's never met anybody from Dayton, Ohio.
I don't know who would do it. I mean, now that Tracy's gone.
I'm happy to.
You can't just sub yourself in just to beat her ass and leave.
What if it was Amy Adams?
Stop it.
No, she's fine.
What if Amy Adams listens to this show and she's like, I didn't do anything.
Amy Adams doesn't care about me and I don't care about her.
Anyway,
It was a dumb fight and it didn't end up well for her. So
that's it. So the rose ceremony ends. We lose two women.
Yep. We lose Alyssa Edwards, who is sashayed away.
It is time to go down the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
With Courtney and Tracy.
Yeah.
Who I guess we can talk about as the same person.
Okay.
Got in fights with Demi, which seems very easy. But also, you got to know who the producers are going to protect.
They really do.
They're going to protect the big personality.
They really are. They got to make a television show, people.
Also, both of these women are not interesting.
Nope.
Courtney is particularly self-loathing, which is a terrible feature for anyone on a dating show or just anybody dating in real life.
Yeah, Courtney is very, not somebody I would want to be connected to.
Right, and Tracy should have never been cast to begin with.
Well, I think it's because she was on RuPaul's Drag Race before she came here.
So she had the experience
of
being on reality TV.
Yes.
Anything else to say about those two?
Absolutely not.
Let's do power rankings.
Yes!
Mine are going to sound very familiar, because I haven't lost anybody.
Is Kirpa on your power ranking?
She's number four.
Okay.
She loves wearing glasses around the house.
Can I tell you something?
You gotta let me have my things.
Kirpa didn't speak this entire episode. Adam.
Like I said, at a certain threshold, you can be so hot it doesn't matter what else happens.
You are killing me. This is horrible.
Have I not explained the logic thoroughly enough? Do I need to map it out? Do I need to show you some combinatory, like, mathematics problems here?
Please don't. Please don't show me any super mutations. Please don't read me a story problem. Please do not show me.
I'm going to put a link in the description for everyone to go
Father
watch about
God,
these super mutations.
Please don't. Please don't. Oh my God, no. My body's shriveling up. My number four is Tayshia. Tayshia had a really good date this week. Again, you know, surprised at her, I don't know, energy with Colton after we've seen him for a couple weeks.
Your number four is Tayshia?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, my number four is Tayshia. I think she had a great date. Not an amazing date.
You think there's three women he's into more than Tayshia?
100%.
That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Well, I know for sure one.
Yeah. Do you?
Well, Hannah. I mean, Hannah's winning.
Yeah, Hannah's winning. We'll get to that in a minute. Who's your number three?
Sydney. Woo!
Oh my God! I wish you would stop picking people that you like. This is incorrect. You're not playing the game right.
You're not playing the game right.
My number.
These people listen to the end of the episode to hear who I'm the most attracted to.
Exactly.
And guess what? It's the same four women as last week.
Is that what it is? Is that what it is? My number three is Cassie. He was wrapped up in her tonight. And we have not seen him with Cassie in a long time. And next week, she's going to get a one-on-one date. So good for her. Go, girl. My number two.
My number two is Tayshia. Your number two is Katie.
No.
What?
My number two is Kaylin. Based on the story that she told tonight, and also based on Colton's story that he told about his previous relationship, and how the two kind of relate to each other, I think that will bond them for a very, very long time.
I think maybe. I mean, definitely. But also, I just don't, like, I've always said this. I think the guys are into the girls who get along well with the other girls in the house.
Totally. And Caitlin does get along well with the other girls in the house. I mean, you can tell
there's
the
really
energy.
Only a handful of like inter-girl dramas, and she's at the middle of one of them.
That is true. But she, I don't think, has put as much focus on her relationship with Hannah as Hannah has put on her relationship with Caitlin. Like, it doesn't seem like, at least based on the edit that we're getting, that Caitlin isn't using her percent to talk about Hannah.
I know, but
where like, the vice versa is happening.
But like, pro tip, there are no one-off fights.
No.
Somebody who has drama with other people is somebody who has drama with other people. This is not a, like, oh, it's just because this person. That does not exist.
Well, it does at least seem like, based on what we're being told and shown, that the other girls are not getting into any of the confusion, which, thank God. Who's your number two?
My number two is Tayshia. Did I say that already?
No, you didn't.
Oh, I'm into it. Cool. She's so hot.
She's very cute. I enjoy her. My number one is...
Hannah G.
Hannah G!
Because he has already picked her to win.
That's right. That's why she's still, this many weeks in, has not had a one-on-one date. Because
she doesn't need it.
She doesn't need it. I mean, literally does not need
He's saving it for her. Like, he's saving a good one. He's not just, like, trying to get to know her. He knows he's going to be here. Or she's going to be here. He's just waiting for there to be a really good date where he can be like, yeah, cool. This is going to be my Hannah date.
He's not going to waste a pretty woman date on Hannah.
Yeah.
No. Pretty woman date is for, like, a particular kind of person. And that's not Hannah.
My number one is still Katie.
Ugh, I love Katie.
She's doing well.
Katie's great.
She's so, like, even. She's
so
like,
cool.
She's very attractive.
Totally.
She's cool.
I love Katie.
Nothing not to, like... It seems like none of the... Well, Tayshia did something in this date, but the other three of my power rankings basically barely appeared on screen.
Oh, really?
All it takes is a little bit.
I wonder why.
I'm not judging them on this episode. I'm judging them on the whole package.
Right.
That's how you go about finding a lifelong partner.
Right. Top to bottom.
A life, you know. I don't
TTP,
I'm not here.
TTP, as Usher says.
Yeah.
Bold predictions. What's going on next week? So the trailer that we saw next week, something's going on with Elise. Everybody's trying to say, like, you ruined everything,
later.
Blah, blah, blah. I think the only thing that it could be, I don't think Elise, like, went and tried to make out with him. I don't think anything. I think it's probably just she got to the point where she might have said, I don't know if I want to get married. And I think that's a problem for Colton. And I feel a lot of pressure to, you know, conform. And that's not me. And I probably think that's all it is. And she got up and walked out. And then now Colton is shook. I think that's probably it.
I think we're going to see the only one-on-one date elimination next week with Heather.
Ooh.
I think she's kind of a bad contestant. Like, when he called her name for the rose tonight, I was like, wait, so early?
Heather?
No.
When he said that, I said... Her?
Like, we're nearing a point where she's not even in the same universe as the other women physically.
And she still has never been kissed. And that's a lot of pressure.
On Colton, yes.
That's a lot of pressure. I know he hasn't had sex, but we now know why he hasn't had sex.
I think he's going to bring her out on this date. He's going to be like, look at all those teeth you have.
Look at those gums.
I think he's just going to Jump on a grenade with this one-on-one date and be like, I gotta get rid of her. I'm gonna do it now.
Yeah. And he does not seem like the kind of person that will mull and sort of get all in his feelings like my boyfriend Ben Higgins, which is fine.
Oh, now you like Ben Higgins.
I know. Okay. I like what I like. He's an only child. I'm an only child. We could both talk about ourselves. I don't have to visit, like, you know, anybody on holidays and stuff.
Great.
It's just me, him, and our parents.
Didn't you hear any of that stuff I just said about, like, people who think that they're the whole...
Yeah, because Ben
and I
are
only... Yeah, I didn't
say
anything about it. Yeah, I was saying...
Yeah, Ben and I are only children. Like,
only children are great people to be in relationships with.
Yes. That's why Ben and I belong together.
Yeah, so beautiful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. We have a special surprise next week.
Oh, can you handle it?
Can I handle it?
Can you believe?
I can... Yeah, I can believe.
Great.
We were surprised. So the best way to find out what it is to listen to the show a week from now.
This feels like a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap.
Cool.
Yeah, well, I'll trap you then.
Okay, see you later.
You know, I think when a man loves a woman, there's so much more you can do in a fantasy suite.
Yeah.
I never wear underwear.
There was a big group of women.
That's sort of evil.
Now we're rolling with it. Will he, won't he? I did things my way. It wasn't perfect. I'm not perfect, but I tried my best. I'm having fun. I loved it. I'm very excited.